In India, the head of the Congress Party, Sonia Gandhi, meets today with the country's president to present letters of support from a growing number of coalition partners. Reports say that the coalition now has the backing of almost 300 members in India's 545-seat parliament. The country's influential Communist Party has indicated it will not join the coalition, but will support the coalition from the sidelines. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the Indian state of West Bengal, where the Communist Party dominates.
For years, the state of West Bengal in northeast India has been a stronghold for the Marxists. Now, the largest party, the CPM, even won most of the seats in the state's capital, Calcutta. Calcutta bears little resemblance to a Marxist stronghold. On the crowded pavements with their beggars and hawkers, the gulf between the wealthy and the masses of urban poor yawns wide. Private enterprise abounds in almost every form. Pictures of a bright red hammer and sickle, the CPM's logo, festoon the walls. These sit strangely alongside the billboards advertising luxury apartment blocks and credit cards, or the clothing boutiques and Hindu temples. Sajida Momin, assistant editor of Calcutta's Statesman newspaper, attributes the surge in CPM support in part to anger felt by the sizable Muslim minority over extremist Hindu nationalist elements within the last government. She says they particularly objected to the handling of the Hindu-Muslim violence in Gujarat in West India in 2002, which killed hundreds.
There was complete disgust, particularly in Calcutta, and particularly among the Bengalis, at what was going on, and how it was being allowed to go on by the central government as well. And that has reflected in the Bengalis and the Muslims voting for the CPM.
The question now being asked in India, particularly within the financial markets, is how much influence leftist parties might have on the Sonia Gandhi government, especially its fiscal policy. Stocks in India have been plunging amid speculation there'll be a slowdown of economic reforms and an end to the policy of privatising state-run enterprises. But Sajida Momin says the CPM's economic record in West Bengal, at state level, suggests they're pragmatists rather than ideologues.
They have become incredibly capitalist, if you like, in the sense that they're inviting foreign investment into the country. I mean, Buddhadev Bhattacharya the chief minister has actually gone on record to say that he would like foreign investment to come into West Bengal. He would like to convert Calcutta or West Bengal into the next IT center.
But Momin also points out the CPM has strong influence over the state's labor movements and regularly organizes mass demonstrations and strikes which bring Calcutta to a total standstill. And Saugata Roy, a political opponent of the Marxists, says some aspects of Marxist tradition survive.
They still think of the working class as the vanguard. They will organize May Day in a big way. And they still sometimes organize birthdays of Stalin.
Nilotpal Basu, who's from West Bengal, is a CPM spokesman in New Delhi. He too strikes a moderate note, describing with satisfaction how West Bengal is the second fastest growing state in the country. But he also says the party hasn't forgotten the fundamentals.
Karl Marx is very much there. I mean, we are very much rooted. We think that unless the working class and its ideology plays a role and the steadfastness with which we have to work for upliftment of the condition of the people. You see, I mean, that is the basic Marxist inspiration.
As Sonia Gandhi cobbles together her new government, the people of Calcutta are watching closely. Their city is the former capital of British-ruled India and the cultural capital of the northeast. They've little love for the rival Delhi. Sajida Momin again.
Calcutta has been called a dying city by so many. So in a lot of ways, this irony must be going down very well with the Bengalis, definitely. I mean, they must be laughing to think that, you know, the dying city is now dictating terms to this new kid on the block, Delhi, which has just come up.
As West Bengal's Marxists take centre stage, there's evident satisfaction among the people on the street.
People who are the Bengali, they are the ruling the India. And Sonia's hand will be strong day by day.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Calcutta.